Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't join me.
I didn't want to interrupt that. You were crushing it, man. Johnny Paycheck, slide off them set, Sutton, and 840. Good morning.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and a right to arrest.
Isn't that exciting?
I'm the guy who's boss on this highway. Well, watch out, children, if you're coming my way.
If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Okay, well, we have to adapt it. He's working for the county of Williamson, and he's the sheriff of Williamson County. That was an old song, actually. No, it was a sheriff. That's an old country song by Kenny Price. I'm the sheriff of Boone County. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Another
obscure song you threw on me way back when.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on the line with us is the esteemed sheriff of Williamson County. Elected back in November, right? I believe.
That's correct.
He's Matthew Lindemann, Sheriff Lindemann, of course. Longtime former Texas Ranger as well.
So, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for making time. I understand you're on your way to another law enforcement deal.
Yes, sir.
Visiting with us in the vehicle. And
I decided to wait to talk to you before I started driving.
Oh, well, it's okay to do that, though, by law. You know the law better than I do, as long as you don't, your hand's free, right?
Bob likes to drive, Sheriff, with his knee
and
a Crown and Coke in his hand.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Hey. You keep that down in Travis County.
Yeah, no previous law enforcement got him in Williamson County.
Oh, there's that. Yeah, okay, we want to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, you can Google that one. So, Sheriff.
Good mugshot, by the way, Sheriff.
Thanks for answering, because I just saw the story this morning, and it got a lot of coverage. I saw it. I see, going through the television station websites this morning, their news. KVU had it, and Fox 7. Even, you remember Lindsay Lippman used to work with us all the time? She's anchoring the news at KCEN in Bell County in Waco. And she had the story last night. What was the story? Well, again, for a change, when you hear about law enforcement these days, whatever, Williamson County, maybe, God forbid, but, another fentanyl death or, somebody, shooting somebody or whatever. This is not that story. This is a good news story about that kid, and I believe his name is DJ Daniel?
That's correct.
13 years old, and you had the honor of swearing him in yesterday as a honorary Williamson County deputy. Now, it's not his first rodeo, but it was, judging by the video and all, is pretty meaningful. And you did it on behalf of not just Williamson County, but I think some other agencies.
Yeah, we had several of our probably over a dozen law enforcement leaders from the county join us for that ceremony, and they swore him in as an honorary officer for their department as well.
And I mentioned this to you. Go ahead here, if you don't mind. I'm going to play, because it does a good job of explaining it, a report that aired last night on Fox 7. Angela is her name from Fox 7. You can't see the expression on his face when the sheriff's swearing him in, but other than that, I think you'll get a pretty good idea.
PJ Daniel was sworn in by multiple agencies here in Williamson County. He's now been sworn in over 1,000 times.
It was a grand arrival for Williamson County's newest deputy. DJ Daniel is a 13-year-old who is battling brain cancer. He was diagnosed in 2018 and was given 5 months to live back then. His father, Theodis Daniel, says they tried an experimental medicine used in a study.
Look at him. He's happy, vibrant. I never know what's going to come out of his mouth. It makes me nervous half the time because he has a joke.
And DJ sure has jokes as he became an honorary part of multiple agencies in Williamson County.
I'm DJ Daniel.
He has his own way of bringing good fortune.
Great, but there is one thing. Half those bald heads got away. Don't worry. I'm going to be swiping them like Swiper from off a door.
He rubs bald heads.
Because it just sends good luck to people.
Williamson County was his 1,351st swearing in. His original goal was 1,000. He was inspired after officers helped his family during Hurricane Harvey. DJ Daniel was put in the national spotlight when President Trump introduced him during the joint address to Congress and had him sworn in as an honorary member of the Secret Service. When Jeffrey Combs with the sheriff's office saw that, he knew he had to organize this.
I saw Theodis pick his son up. I felt that unconditional love, and I just knew I had to find DJ, so it all worked out.
Unfortunately, on the medical side, there are still unknowns.
Just winging it day by day. He does have 3 new tumors. That's rough. It's rough. There isn't a class that can teach you how to deal with it. You're hearing that your child has a nasty disease.
But the family is grateful for all the support.
We're just going around showing people, hey, you do care for one another. Let's give compassion and let's try to join and get help each other get through things.
And DJ Daniel has even been sworn in 6 other countries. In Georgetown, Angela Shen, Fox 7 Austin News.
And thank you to Fox 7 and Angela Shen for that background. Now the background from the sheriff. Just the cutest kid in the world. He's 13. He's got an incredible amount of personality. He captured the nation's heart, obviously. In the story, Sheriff, they're crediting, is it Jeffrey Combs? It's with the Sheriff's Department, with your department?
That's correct. He works in our crisis intervention team, and he's just one of the many fine examples of good, hardworking, good-hearted employees we have at the sheriff's office. But he went above and beyond to plan this. He came to me about 6 weeks ago and said, we'd like to bring DJ to Georgetown. And I said, you do everything you can to make it happen. And he did.
Well, he's known around the country. He lives in Houston, as you heard, inspired by law enforcement when his family was rescued or helped by, I guess, Harris County deputies during Hurricane Harvey. So he must have been really young then. He's 13 now, right?
Correct.
And in 2018, they gave him 5 months to live. Just an amazing, amazing story. But I don't know the deputy that we're talking about, Jeffrey Combs, but I saw him. And you couldn't necessarily hear it, but it looked like he was going to cry.
You could hear it in his voice.
Yeah, you could hear it? Okay, yeah, I could see it. And I got to tell you, man, that's a good cop right there.
It is. Doing this job, you know, you see so many horrible things, and it's a wonderful chance when you get to do something good like this. We had so many law enforcement and EMS and fire department first responders show up yesterday, as well as a lot of citizens that took time out of their day, and says a lot for our community that they would take time to stop by and watch this ceremony that took about 10 minutes.
Where'd you do it, the old courthouse? Not the new one, I imagine.
We did it at the historic courthouse
on the
square downtown Georgetown.
You know, Georgetown's claiming that's the most beautiful courthouse in all of Texas. Now, that may not be accurate. Is that an arrestable offense? Or checked in.
I've seen a lot of courthouses, and it's probably in the top 10.
But it is, yeah.
A lot of beautiful ones across the state of Texas.
That's it. Just
for sure.
Just do that on a day off. You know, you get back home, you don't have a hotel. Just go to, as far as Del Rio. Man, it's amazing the architecture of the squares in the county seats like Georgetown is for Williamson County. Well, how's the whole sheriff gig working out?
Well, it's a big job, I tell you, but I have a lot of great people that are helping me manage things and keep things going in the right direction. It's budget time, so obviously we're asking for raises for our employees and additional personnel to keep up with the growth that's going on every day in Williamson County.
Very good. Well, thanks for making time. We've kind of known each other. Well, Jim Swartner introduced us years ago, but it's just great to know the sheriff, but it's great to know a Texas Ranger that is a sheriff and somebody that really cares. And if you don't mind, we'd like to keep you connected. By the way, another thing I love about this sheriff here is I called him with no notice this morning and said, look.
You cold called him?
Yeah, and he answered, number one.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said, sheriff.
Did he have your number?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the sheriff we met out at KRXT when we had that big.
Yeah, the inaugural. That's right. That's
right. Because everybody's right. Like, man, that's a Texas Ranger right there. I got all nervous.
He don't look like one. Yes, he does.
Yeah. He does. Absolutely, yeah. He does.
Yes, he does. This is, again, the other reason that I just love you so much. Eric had stepped out real quick during break to go to the bathroom. I said, sheriff, what are you doing? He said, well, I was just listening to Jimmy Carter till you called. so thank you for being connected with us, and we'd like to keep that up, if you don't mind.
Hey, we appreciate you supporting all law enforcement every day. I listen to you guys every day if I can, and you're always so positive about the message for law enforcement, and we need that. So we're working hard every day, our guys and gals, to keep the county safe, so I appreciate you supporting us.
As we say, thank you, but you guys are doing the heavy lift. You're doing heavy lifting. We're just talking. But it is an honor. Sheriff Matthew Lindeman of Williamson County, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Sheriff.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
851, 81 degrees. Today, going to be 96, not 100. Now, we'll be back at around 99 or 100 by Thursday. No, they're saying no chance of rain till Thursday, and that's about 30%. Then it goes away again, but the humidity today will go away. Well, not all of it. This is Austin, Central Texas. But this is a cold front that's kind of holding the temperatures down today. And that'll be the effect. Hold us down about 3-4 degrees. But take away some of the humidity, dry out the air a little bit. And it'll be back by this weekend. That's the brief weather report from a guy who doesn't give brief weather reports.
No, not at all.
I hope you appreciate it. 81 degrees, 85% humidity this morning at maybe 100% humidity, 85% humidity right here on 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.